I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country.
Our logo encompasses rose-colored glasses. Because people are always saying, you know, oh, you just can't look at things through rose-colored glasses. And we're like, well, why not? And we definitely do.
That's Kara Poliner, the owner of Ely Design Works in Ely, Minnesota, talking about a new venture she and partners Rachel Kolber and Greg Kramer have embarked upon.
I always wanted to do just a little newsletter called The Underground Optimist that I would just kind of distribute here in my store and just to tell all these great little human interest stories that I was always hearing about. But then my partners and I, we wanted to get involved in something. We can't just sit still. We love where we live. We wanted to promote it. So we decided, well, why just do a newsletter? Why not just do a whole magazine? And so it kind of morphed into that. And we definitely get a great reaction when we say The Underground Optimist, because people know exactly what we mean when we say that, that it isn't necessarily always cool to be so optimistic. I am a total optimist at heart, and I'm always looking at the positive side of everything. And so are my partners. And so we really are a great meld of what we want to showcase that's happening here, because there's a lot going on. And you do kind of maybe don't see it right away, or some of our newspapers don't always get all the stories. So we're trying to share a little bit more. We created The Underground Optimist about a year and a half ago, noticing that there's a need for more positive stories that are happening in the Ely area. There's a lot of conflict and stuff that goes on here on a regular basis and probably in most towns, but we wanted to showcase all the good things that are happening. We wanted to focus on the entrepreneur movement that's really happening here, and also along with the artist movement, the arts and culture that is rapidly growing here as well. And we just wanted to showcase people's stories, let people know how other business people have come up here and moved up here and made it work for them to then inspire other people to show them that, hey, you can do this too. I am somewhat of a transplant, although my dad grew up here in Ely. So, the old saying goes, if you've got grandparents in the cemetery, you're technically considered a local. So I do have that claim to fame. But I moved here in 2001, brought my business with me, and worked at it out of my home for a few years, and then purchased a building and did that for a number of years. And then about 3 years ago, purchased the downtown storefront. So I do have a lot of ties. My other partners, Rachel and Greg, both are considered what we call transplants. But we all like to say we're locals. We live here. We are from here. My role as far as, besides being the printer, my role is I consider myself the economic development person. And that's what I focus on as far as my contributions because of my involvement with the city and being part of the economic development of Ely. Now, Rachel is an artist, and she is the one that focuses on the up-and-coming artist community. And then Greg he's a city planner by trade as well, and we do offer a map inside the magazine that he has created. And so he works on the aspects of keeping our maps different every time because we like to spice them up a little bit and have a little fun with those as well. And he's definitely our guy contributor of more male-motivated items. But he did also write a little economic development article that's coming out in the summer issue. The magazine is published twice a year, and it's free, and we're just finding stories on a daily basis on what we want to be focusing on. Well, and a guy just came in the other day, just bought property here. They're going to make this more their permanent home, but he just finished a bike tour from Anchorage, Alaska to the Baja Peninsula. So I got his name. I'm like, hey, you now have roots here. You're going to be claiming Ely as your home, but wow, who does that? Yeah. And he's got another big bike trip planned. And so it's covering those kind of stories. There's so much diverse people here, and they're doing such different things that it almost is like a hub where people can then put down roots, and then this is where they keep coming back to. So the printing of the magazine itself is I donate all that because we do it right here. The cost of the printing and the paper that is needed, that is covered by our advertisers that advertise in the magazine with us. So then we are able to then distribute it free to the public. I mean, we usually try to run about 2,500 copies a season, and it is only distributed at our advertisers' locations. This isn't something you're going to find at the chamber or in the grocery stores. It's underground, so you gotta dig a little to find it. But our advertisers, are a lot of the downtown businesses as well, so it's just a matter of looking for it. But, we're trying to target those people that maybe this is their second or third visit to Ely, and they're really contemplating, like, wow, could I live here? This is a kind of a cool little town. Those are the ones that we want to then find it and get it in their hands.
Who writes the stories?
We all wrote the first ones, and we are not writers. And so we did the first issue and went through a ton of edits and had a lot of people that were proofreading and stuff for us as well. But now we've picked up some writers along the way that definitely want to contribute as well. You know, we have a local guy that writes poetry on the fly, like fabulously in just a matter of minutes. And he writes a specific poem, you know, just for the Optimist each issue. And so that's been fabulous to showcase his work. And we have other people, though, that are just writing about their own experiences, or maybe they're a business that offers a service that we want to delve into a little bit deeper. But we will write very sparingly, but then have somebody else copyright for us. So this isn't something we're going out for a Pulitzer Prize on. So just, we don't need to be critiqued or, you know, have all these mistakes pointed out, because we know, but we're just trying to get it out. One thing that is going to be new with this summer issue is it is going digital also, because people want to be able to share it. I mean, we have people coming in all the time and getting multiple copies because they want to mail them to friends and families and their kids and everything. So we are going to be launching this edition also as a digital PDF version that people can then share. So we're still kind of getting the kinks out of that, but then it was just going to be free to anybody to pass it along. We want to get the word out. We're not looking in this as any kind of a moneymaker. This is purely, we want to spread the word. And so that's a way that we're offering it.
And what does the future hold?
We have a lot of requests to make it more frequent. I would love to. I would love to make it every season. I think we definitely have enough content and enough information to share to make it a four-season magazine. It's the time issue. You know, so we're always looking for people that want to help and help us contribute and do some little bit of the legwork that's needed. But that's a potential. But other things we have planned is we are working on a winter event too that we will run. It's called the Dead of Winter. It's going to celebrate how deathly cold it can get here and how pale white we all are in the winter season. It's going to be celebrating our resilience and how we survive even in the winter. Everything is going to be down on Shagwell Lake. We'll have different like zombie crawls in town because we're all pasty white. We've got a whole list of things, and we're hoping that will get launched then this coming January.
Flipping through the winter edition of the magazine that I have, I see stories about the history of the area, features on local shops and businesses, information on the arts, local resources, and a story on building community with a list of 43 ways to build community, some of which are: turn off your TV, leave your house, know your neighbors, look up when walking, greet people, sit on your stoop, use your library, play together, buy from local merchants, share what you have, read stories aloud, organize a block party, learn from new and uncomfortable angles, and know that no one is silent, though many are not heard.
It definitely grew a lot faster than we expected it to grow, and a lot of people are really, they're smiling when they're reading it. And, you know, they're finding that this information is just little great to read, great to know about, and that's all we're trying to do is to share all these little tidbits.
The Underground Optimist, promoting entrepreneurs, supporting creativity, and creating community in Ely, Minnesota. For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home. Have faith, a